Can you hear me? Good. That was a beautiful worship service. Beautiful worship service.
真是美丽的敬拜。
Presence of the Lord was so sweet, so beautiful.
真的同在是这么样的美丽，这么样的甜。
The words of love that He stirred in the hearts was, they too were beautiful.
爱的话语神搅动在我们的心里头也真的是很美丽。
That God is bringing His church in.
神在这个时刻要把他的教会带进神手里。
And maturity is absolutely impossible.
要成为成熟是不可能的。
Without developing a relationship of intimacy.
除非我们跟神能够有一个亲密的关系。
When I talk to you for just a moment, please turn into Exodus chapter.
请大家翻到出埃及记第十九章。
A point in time, I'm just going to talk to you while you turn to this text.
你们在翻的时候，我给你们做一些背景。
There was a point in time.
在从前有一个时间。
When Moses was gathering the people of God.
当摩西呢，正是把神的子民聚集在一起。
To prepare them to behold the Lord.
是准备他们心，以便他们可以瞻仰神。
And they all thought that was a great idea.
他们都觉得这是一个很好的主意。
So everyone is busily preparing for the presence of the Lord.
所以每一个人呢都很认真的在准备，就是说要见主的面。
And in the midst of all of this,
就在他们这个准备的当中呢，
God came to the mountain.
神就临到这座山上。
When God actually came to the mountain,
当神来到这个山的时候,
the people of Israel said, wait a minute.
以色列的人就说,喂,等一下,等一下。
We see the fire, we hear the rumblings, we see the shaking of the mountain.
我们看到这个山上有雷轰,有闪电,有地震动。
We don't think this is such a good idea after all.
他们就说,我看来这个不是一个很好的主意。
So Moses, you go talk to God.
不如摩西，你还是你自己去跟神谈谈吧。
You go up into those burning flames.
你自己爬上去，去进入那些那个火焰当中。
And you bring us back word of whatever it is he says to you to do.
那么就不如就是你呢，去山上把神要对我们讲的话，你带下来就算了。
And all that he tells you to do.
反正他叫你做的所有的事情。
We will obey.
我们都愿意这个听话。
But you see, I'm a Jew.
你知道我是一个犹太人。
And I know how my people think.
我知道我们犹太人怎么想的。
So what they were really thinking.
其实这个犹太人他们真正在想什么呢？
He said, Moses, you go up to the top of the mountain.
其实他们就想说，摩西啊，你上到山顶上去吧。
And if you survive that fire and you can come back down and tell us anything.
如果你从那个山上能够幸存下来的话，那你就告诉我们。
Then we will listen.
那么我们或许会听听你的。
But deep down inside, they were doubters.
但是在他们内心的深处呢，他们其实是怀疑的。
And they never expected Moses to return.
他们其实并不期望这个摩西能够活得下山。
You see, because they saw the fire at the top of the mountain.
因为他们在那个山顶上，他看到那个火很大。
But how does that apply to today?
但是这个故事怎么应用到今天呢？
The mindset of the body of Christ has not changed in all these thousands of years.
这个几千年过去了，这个神的子民的这个心态呢，其实一点都没变。
How many of you think it would be a great idea to prepare for the glory of God?
你们在座有多少人会觉得这是个很好的主意，我们来准备预备迎接神？
Raise your hand. Ah, good.
不错。
But if the glory of God comes on top of the mountain and its flames of fire and thundering and lightning and the mountain is shaking and quaking, how many of you want to go to the top of the mountain and through the fire?
但是呢，当神的同在如果在山顶上出现，又有大火，又有雷轰，又有闪电，又有地动，你们有多少人是愿意准备要上山去的？
See, we went from many hands to fewer hands.
我们从很多很多手变成有几只手。
See, you guys must be Jewish in blood.
你们的血里头流的大概也是犹太人的血。
That's what we're going to talk about this afternoon.
今天下午我们就是要谈这件事情。
This morning we talked about waiting at his feet.
今天早上我们谈到在他脚前等候。
To learn the faces of God.
我们要去学习神的面容。
This afternoon we're going to talk about going through the mountain or going up to the top of the mountain.
今天下午呢，我们是要谈上到山顶上去。
So I'm going to have him read some scriptures here in verse 19 or chapter 19. You can follow him, and then I'll begin to expound.
We 先听我读出埃及记十九章第一到第六节。以色列人出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西奈的旷野。他们离了利非定，来到西奈的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说，我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，我要在万民中，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。Okay. 我们接下来看第九十十一节。耶和华对摩西说，我要在密云中临到你那里，叫百姓在我与你说话的时候可以听见，也可以永远信你了。于是摩西将百姓的话奏告耶和华。第十节，耶和华又对摩西说，你往百姓那里去，叫他们今日明日自洁，又叫他们洗衣服。十一节，到第三天要预备好了，因为第三天耶和华要在众百姓眼前降临在西奈山上。接下来我们读十六到二十二节。到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷轰闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓尽都发颤。摩西率领百姓出营迎接神，都站在山下，西奈全山冒烟，因为耶和华在火中降于山上，山的烟气上腾如烧窑一般，片山大大地震动，脚声渐渐地高而又高，摩西就说话，神有声音答应他。耶和华降临在西奈山顶上，耶和华召摩西上山顶，摩西就上去。耶和华对摩西说，你下去嘱咐百姓，不可闯过来到我面前观看，恐怕他们有多人死亡，又叫亲近我的祭司自洁，恐怕我忽然出来击杀他们。
So here we have a beautiful picture of God meets man.
这里我们有一个漂亮的景象，就是神来与人类相遇。
And just as importantly,
而且很重要的是
man meets God.
是人也去遇见神。
And somehow in the midst of all that, God has found himself a people.
就是在人遇见神，神遇见人中间，就神就找到他神的这个子民。
Can we pray for a moment?
我们来一起祷告。
Father, we sense your presence here this afternoon.
父啊，我们感受到你今天下午与我们同在。
You are getting ready to do one of the greatest displays of your nature and your character.
主啊，你正要做出你最伟大的展示，就是要把你的本性跟你的这个性格来向我们展现。
That the world has ever seen.
这个世界所看见最好的就是你。
Father, when we look at the acts of Moses.
父啊，我们看到摩西他的这个行动。
When we look at the things you did through Elijah,
当我们看到你透过以利亚所做的事情，
the things you did through your son,
你透过你儿子做的事情，
the things that you did through the disciples that are recorded in the book of Acts,
那些你透过你的这个门徒在这个使徒行传里所做的记载的事情，
For us to come to the realization that what you're about to do will outshine all the rest.
以至于我们能够明白你即将要做的事情是要超过所有其他的事情。
We cannot help but wonder.
我们实在不得不来惊讶赞叹。
What it is you're about to do.
你即将做的是什么事情呢？
But this much we know, Lord.
主要但是我们知道这么一点点。
You are calling yourself a people.
你是在为你自己正在呼召 一群人出来
to draw nigh unto your bosom、
要 吸引我们进入你的这个、你里头
to come to know you, to know your ways、
以至于我们能够、认识你也认识你的方法
to understand your seasons and your times
以至于我们能够明了你的这个季节跟你的这个时间
that you might display the greatness of your glory to and through them
以至于你能够将你最伟大的荣耀是能够对他们显现而且透过他们来彰显
So as we are here together this afternoon, Lord
所以主啊我们今天下午在这里聚集
Talk to us
请对我们说话
Reveal yourself to us
把你自己来展现给我们
Help our hearts to receive what you want to reveal to us today
帮助我们的心来、接收来领受你今天要来启示给我们的
And help me to share your heart.
来帮助我来分享你的心。
In your precious name.
奉你宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So it says that when the children of Israel came out of Egypt.
所以这当以色列的百姓从埃及出来。
Well, we already know that when the children of Israel were in Egypt, they were still the Lord's.
They were.
They belonged to the Lord.
当我们知道当、以色列的百姓他们在埃及的时候其实他们那个时候已经是属于神的
and it's a picture of the church today、
这也就是今天我们教会的一个光景
we love the Lord
我们爱神
the Lord loves us
神爱我们
of that there is no doubt
这个是完全毫无疑问的
but
但是
we're still in Egypt
但是我们还是在埃及里
we're still eating the lox by the water pits
我们还在水边就是这个、这个吃喝
we're still eating the grub do you know what I mean by that?
no
at least you're honest
真是我不知道他讲什么
let me see you're still eating the world's food
我们还在吃世界的食物
All the things that the world says are so good, so great.
所有这个世界上说是哎呀，这个非常好，非常棒的东西。
And you know, I mean, admittedly, food is looking much more attractive today than ever before.
对，我们实在是要承认哈，今天那个食物看起来实在比从前的食物看起来更吸引人。
Might even be tasting better than it's ever tasted before.
甚至于今天那个比从前的那个更加的好吃。
But it's still the world's.
但是这个仍然是属于世界的。
So the body of Christ is still in the world, still in Egypt.
所以这个神的教会呢，仍然是停留在埃及这个状况里。
Eating Egypt's food.
正在吃这个属于埃及的食物。
Still looking a bit like Egypt.
而且看起来呢，也像埃及。
But we love the Lord.
但是我们说我们爱神。
And the Lord loves us.
而且神也爱我们。
So this is where Israel was in the day that Moses brought them out of Egypt.
这就是这个以色列人啊，当摩西把他们带出埃及时候的光景。
The Lord had taken them through years of great suffering.
神就是把他们从这个多少年的这个大的这个痛苦里头、受苦里头引出来。
He was about to do something for them and through them that would stagger the world.
神正准备要为他们做一些事情，而且透过他们做一些事情，是要使全世界都惊讶的。
But in spite of all the suffering of Egypt,
但是他们虽然就即使他们在埃及受了这么多苦
，Israel wasn't quite ready to let Egypt go.
他们虽然受了这么多的苦，但是他们其实还没有准备好要放弃埃及。
So the Lord knew that in order to really get the attention of His people,
所以呢，神知道说，为了要让他的子民能够真正这个注意他
，He was going to have to separate himself from the gods of Egypt.
他就必须要把他们从这个埃及的神来分别出来。
He was going to have to separate his ways from the ways of Egypt.
主就必须要把他自己从埃及的神分别出来，也要把他的方法从埃及神的方法分别出来。
He was going to have to bring forth some kind of display that would convince the children of Israel that he meant business.
所以呢，神就必须要对埃这个以色列的这个百姓呢，做一个重大的一个展示，所以他们才能够搞清楚，说神其实是很认真的。
So he said to Moses.
所以他就对摩西说
，Sanctify the people, get them ready for my visitation.
叫他们自洁，因为叫他们准备好，因为我快要来造访他们了。
And when that process is complete.
当他们这个清洁自洁的这个过程完成的时候
I'm going to visit them in a distinctive, instructive, convincing display.
当我来造访他们的时候我会是非常突出的非常具有说服性的非常具有教导性的一个强有力的一个展示
So that the children of Israel will know that when you speak in my name, you're telling them the truth.
以至于呢以色列的百姓呢会知道说当你奉我的名来宣告什么事情的时候你其实在宣告真理
And he says to them
然后神就对他们说
As he says to us today
就如同他今天在对我们说一样
Now therefore verse 5 Now therefore
因此呢他说第五节
If you will obey my voice in truth and keep my covenant
如果你真的听从我的话遵守我的约
then you shall be my own peculiar possession
那你就要在万民当中做我的这个特别的产业
and treasure from among and above all peoples for the earth is mine
而且是在我这个全地都属于我的当中呢你是属于我最宝贵的一个子民
and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests
而且你们会对我来说呢会变成一个祭司的国度
a holy nation
一个圣洁的国度
consecrated set apart to the worship of God
而且是圣洁的是分别为圣的是为神的
and he said to Moses these are the words you're to speak to Israel
他就跟摩西讲说这些啊就是你要告诉以色列说的话
now we're all born again
我们都是重生得救的
we look back at this
我们回过头来看这一段历史
and we think well surely the children of Israel would have understood everything Moses was trying to tell them
我们说毫无疑问的这个以色列的百姓应该都非常清楚明白摩西在跟他们讲什么
but truthfully they understood nothing that he just said
但是事实上呢这些百姓啊对于摩西刚讲的话呢老实讲一点都不明白
obey my voice keep my covenant what covenant
是就是说要遵守我的约听我的命令什么约啊
And you shall be my peculiar people. What does that mean? More slavery?
神说你要是我特别属于我的民，是什么意思？你意思说我还要再做你奴隶吗
？You shall be my treasure.
你应该是我的珍贵宝贝。
Well, we heard that Abraham was your treasure.
我们听说亚伯拉罕是你的这个珍宝。
Joseph was your treasure.
约瑟曾经是你的宝贝。
But the whole nation, your treasure.
但是我们整个国家成为你珍贵的财产。
Since when have we ever heard that God took a whole nation to be His treasure?
我们从来没听说过神会把整个国家变成他宝贵的财产。
And so far, what we've learned about being the treasure of God.
所以而且到目前为止，我学习到关于说什么叫做神的这个宝贝财产呢
？Is many years of increasing slavery.
老实讲呢，是结果害得我们有很多年的不断增加的这个被奴役。
Hardships, sorrows.
是一些忧伤，是一些困难。
Is this what you mean, Moses?
摩西，这就是你的意思吗
？And he said, "You shall be a kingdom of priests."
而且你又说我们应该必须是一个祭司的国度。
Well, we know the tribe of Levi is priestly.
我们知道这个利未族呢是祭司。
But a whole nation of priests.
但是什么意思？你说整个国都是祭司
？If the whole nation is a nation of priests, who do we have to be priests for?
假如说我们全国都是祭司，那我们到底要为谁来做这个祭司的职分呢
？Because it stands to reason that if you are a priest,
因为照定义来说，这个你假如你是个祭司的话
，someone is in need of your priestly service.
那意思就是说，有些人呢是需要你这些祭司的服侍。
But when a nation is a priest,
但是当一整个国家成为一个祭司的话
how would that work?
这个到底要怎么运作呢
We assume that Israel completely understood everything Moses was saying to them.
我们有时候会假设说以色列人是完全明白摩西当时跟他们讲的话
But the truth is,
但事实上不然
they understood very little.
他们其实明白的就是有他们懂的很少。
They had nothing to compare it with. They had nothing to set it beside.
他们老实讲没有什么经历经验可以来使他们明白摩西现在在讲什么。
So they were new words speaking new images.
所以这个时候摩西对他们讲的是一种新的话语，讲的描述的是一个新的景象。
Of a new future.
对他描写的是一个新的未来。
Yet to be unveiled.
而且这个未来是还没有完全对他们展现的。
By a God,
还没有完全被神来展开的。
That although he had been with our forefathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
虽然这以色列人想说，哎呀，这个神曾经跟我们的先祖哈，这个亚伯拉罕啊、以撒等都在一起过。
Israel of this day had seen nothing of him until Moses showed up.
但是呢，以色列人到这一天为止呢，他们老实讲呢，什么都还没有看见，直到摩西出现为止。
So they would have little understanding of the nature and the character of this God that was about to appear on the mountain.
所以他们对于这个即将要在这个山上来显现的这位神，他的本性、他的这个性格，他们其实不是太基本上不知道。
They'd heard the stories of their forefathers.
他们听说过他们先祖的一些故事。
But it's just like anything else.
这就跟其他的故事一样。
If you live in a hot tropical climate,
如果你是住在一个非常热的热带的这个气候当中，
and you have never seen snow,
而且你事实上你从来没有见过这个下雪。
Someone tells you what snow is like.
假如有人跟你讲说下雪是什么一回事，
the kind of places that it appears.
那种就说下雪的话会地方会变成什么样子。
The weather that brings about snow.
那种地方他们的这个气候，什么样的气候会把下雪带下来？
You might walk away saying, "Oh."
你大概就是听完了之后，你说哦 ，OK.
If you've never felt it, if you've never been near it.
如果你从来没有真正用手触摸过它，也没有真正靠近过这个下雪这么回事。
It would be very hard for you to relate to.
对你来讲就会非常困难去真正的明白他讲的是什么。
And that's what we were dealing with here.
这也就是我们现在这真的要处理的一个状况。
Israel related to Egypt.
以色列人他很能够想象，他明白埃及怎么回事。
Now why am I going through all this for you?
我现在干嘛跟你们讲这一大段话什么意思啊？
Because you are like the church, of the world really is like.
为什么呢？因为就你们，譬如说就普世的教会就很像是
God's old covenant church，
就很像神在旧约里头的那个教会。
We've come into the presence of God，
我们来到神的同在当中。
But we still like Egypt，
但是我们还是很喜欢埃及。
It sounds like God might be asking His church。
听起来好像神或许会要求他的教会
to give up the things that are tangible，
要求他的教会要放下那些有形有体具体的东西，
the enjoyments and the pleasures that you can feel, sense, hear, smell，
也就是那些你能够看得见，你能够听得见，你能够摸得到，你可能闻得到的那些会带给你这个快乐或享受的东西，
for something that is intangible，
把那些东西放下来交换一个看不见摸不着这个无形的东西。
It sounds like God
听起来好像神正要这样
is about to make a mighty display once again，
好像神正要再一次展示他一个大有权能的一个出现。
And like Israel
我们就像那些以色列人，
we're going to be left standing at the foot of the mountain，
我们呢就会被，就是说被停留在那个山脚下
，terrified of his presence，
我们会变成非常害怕他的这个同在
，wondering how this fits with the mighty signs and wonders that is about to occur。
然后呢，心里头就在那边琢磨说，哇，这个伟大的这个神迹奇事即将要发生了，不晓得跟我们要怎么样一个对应法。
And while most of the body is going to be sitting around waiting to find out what is about to occur。
当这个神的教会里头大部分的人都在那边坐着等着说看看这事情将来会怎么发生。
There will be like those like Moses and Caleb，
但是呢在当中呢会有一些人很像摩西，很像加勒，
who will be sneaking up to the top of the mountain，
他们就会悄悄地走上这个山的山顶上，
to meet the God face to face，
去与这位神呢面对面相见，
that everyone else is at the bottom of the mountain wondering about，
而当其他的人呢都仍然停留在山脚下正在想
If we don't prepare ourselves and get ourselves ready for what is about to happen
如果我们不把自己准备好预备好这个即将要发生这个大事
We are about to see the same scene unfold again
那我们就要看见这个历史要重演在我们的面前
Look at verse 11 for me if you will
我们看一下第十一节
It says, and be ready for the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai.
到第三天要预备好了，因为第三天耶和华要在众百姓眼前降临在西奈山上。
We are in the third day.
我们现在就是第三天了。
We are in the day that God is going to come once again to Mount Sinai.
我们就在这一个第三天，就是神要再一次来到西奈山的时候了。
The church.
啊，教会。
Israel.
以色列人
the Arabs,
阿拉伯人
people all over the world,
全世界各地的人
the Christian, the non-Christian,
那些基督徒和非基督徒们
are going to be standing at the bottom of this mountain,
都要站在这座山的山脚下
shaking and trembling before the power of God,
摇动跟颤抖在神的大能的面前
we're in the third day, God is about to visit again.
我们现在就在第三天，神即将要来造访了。
When he comes, he's going to shake the mountain.
当神再来的时候，他是要摇动这山的。
There will be lightning and thundering.
会有闪电跟雷轰。
The fire of God will surround the mountain again.
神的火会再一次的环绕这座山。
Holiness, the holiness of God, the terror of God will rip across the mountain.
神的神圣神的这个我们对神的敬畏会临到
God is about to reveal the face of the fatherhood of God to the peoples of the world
神呢正要把他做父亲的这个脸面容呢向全世界来彰显
This is what he presented to Israel on the top of Mount Sinai
这就是他在西奈山顶上向以色列百姓所彰显的
So we are again moving into, the, or just moving across the boundary of the third day.
所以我们现在呢，正在要穿过第三天的这个门槛。
And God is again giving instruction to help prepare us for His coming.
再一次呢，神就给我们一些指示，要我们来预备好，准备他的再来。
Let's look at verse 16.
我们请看第十六节。
It says, the third morning, there were thunders and lightnings and thick cloud upon the mountain, and the very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled.
到了第三天早上，在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓尽都发颤。
Then Moses brought the people from the camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain.
然后呢，摩西就率领百姓的出营来迎接神，但他们都站在山脚下。
Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke, for the Lord descended upon it in fire.
西奈全山的冒烟，因为耶和华在火中降在山上。
And the smoke ascended like that of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly.
山的烟气上腾，如同烧窑一般，片山大大地震动。
This is what is going to transpire again.
这个就是即将要再发生的事情。
When we see these kinds of signs of God,
当我们看到这一些神的这个迹象信号的时候
it is because He is approaching the earth.
那是因为神正在靠近这个地球
In the face of His holiness,
是以他的这个神圣圣洁的这个面容面貌来靠近的时候
Remember in Jesus' day when He spoke to the people of Israel.
记得在耶稣那个时代，耶稣对以色列人怎么说吗？
He said, the day would come when I would return.
他说那一天会来，那一天就是我要再来的时候。
And the people of the earth would see the sign of the Son of Man.
世界上的人就会看到这个人子的这个迹象兆头。
And they would run, beating their breasts.
然后他们就会捶胸，然后他们会逃跑。
Pleading for the mountains to fall on them.
他们就会恳求、祈求、要求那个山能够倒在他们身上。
Pleading for the rocks to hide them.
呼求那个石头看能不能来隐藏他们。
From the face of the Son of Man.
因为他们想要逃避这个人子的面。
He who sits upon the throne.
他那位坐在宝座上的那位。
One wonders What is it that is in the face of the Son of Man that would cause such great terror to the people of the earth?
我们有时候会思想说，到底是什么样的一个面容会使得全地这样颤动？
I wondered early on in my Christian walk.
我在我的早期的这个信主的生日子里头，我也这样思想过。
Would it be because suddenly the people of the earth would realize that all the bad things that have been happening were somehow being orchestrated by him who sat upon the throne?
是不是因为全地的人他们忽然发现他们一生所做的错事坏事都会被宝座上的那位突然间 在天空中展现出来呢？
Would somehow all of the scriptures that they had ever heard when they rejected the Lord come flying into their mind and heart?
难道是他们一生当中所有听过的这个圣经的章节，但是他们 却拒绝了这些话语、就突然间会显现呢？
And now the day has come that the Son of Man has returned.
然后现在这个日子到了，也就是说人子要回来的时候。
And they're not saved.
而这些人忽然发现他们并没有被救。
Rather than be subjects of his kindness and his mercy,
他们不是他的这个恩慈良善的子民。
They would become subjects of his wrath,
他们突然发现他是属于他愤怒之下的一个子民。
So one day,
所以有一天,
after praying about this very much,
在我为这个事情祷告很久以后,
the Lord allowed me,
神就容许我,
to see both how the non-Christian and the Christian,
让我看到这个非基督徒跟基督徒
would respond to the face of the coming of the Son of Man.
这些人会怎么样来回应，就是这个即将再来人子的面。
When he comes in his wrath and his great glory, the Bible says.
当这个人子 他在愤怒当中以及他的伟大的荣耀当中，照圣经所说的在彰显的时候。
My first experience, I was as a non-believer.
我的第一个反应就是说，当我还是一个不信主的人。
I virtually saw the Son of Man come down, descending into the sky.
我是实在是看到这个人子从天上这样降下来。
His countenance was one of holiness.
他的同在是一个属于这种是一种圣洁的。
Majesty.
是一个尊贵的。
And great wrath.
而且是极大的愤怒的。
When I saw his face.
当我看到他的脸的时候
My heart failed.
我的心就整个停下来了。
I thought surely I would die at the face of him who sat upon the throne.
我当时就想说，哎呀，我一定是要死了。当我看到这个坐宝上那一位的脸的时候，我死定了。
My next thought.
我第二个想法
Where can I find a cave?
我哪里可以找到一个洞？
I want to go deep into the earth.
我要钻到这个地的深处去。
I want to get as far away from that face as I can get.
我要逃离那个面孔越远越好。
Where can I hide?
我可以躲哪里去呢？
It seems like if I were to burrow into a mountain, it would not be far enough away from that face.
感觉上好像如果说我躲到一整座山的后面，我都没有办法远离这个脸孔。
He could read my every thought.
他可以读我的每一个思想念头。
He could read my heart.
他可以明白我的心里头每一个想法。
Every sin that I'd ever sinned against him was coming to the surface.
所有我曾经冒犯他的罪全部都浮到表面上来了。
I was in terror of the lamb.
我是对于这一个羔羊充满了害怕。
And I began to run.
我就开始逃。
Looking for some place to hide.
找一个地方我能够躲起来。
Then everything changed.
然后所有的东西，所有的事情都改变。
We started all over again.
我们要重来一遍。
This time I am a Christian.
这一次呢，我成了一位基督徒。
I am walking in down the same path.
我在同一条路上这样行走。
And I see the coming of the Son of Man in the sky.
我就看到人子从天上这样降临。
Now I'm a born again Christian.
现在我是一位重生得救的基督徒。
But I saw his face.
当我看到他的脸的时候。
Of wrath, majesty, great glory.
他脸上也是充满了伟大的荣耀，愤怒啊等等。
The judge of all the earth.
他要来审判全地。
And terror ripped through my heart.
这个恐慌在我的心里头经过。
I began to think.
我就开始想
I have the blood
所以我就想说，哎，我有那个宝血啊。
The blood of the lamb covers me.
这个羔羊的宝血遮盖我。
Oh, but the terror of the lamb.
但是那个羔羊的那个害怕。
The terror of the Son of God who sits upon the throne.
啊，神的儿子坐在宝座上所带来的这个恐慌。
The judge of all the earth.
那个对全地的审判。
Again, my thoughts. It was as though he could read every thought in my mind.
再一次也是觉得好像他可以读我全部我心里的思想。
All that was going on in my heart, he could read.
所有在我的心里曾经经过的事情，他都能够读出来。
It was like I was being laid bare before the eyes of him with whom I had to do.
这就好像是说我在他面前必须完全的敞开来。
And I thought, even as I was running.
当我在逃跑的时候，我就想
，I know him, he knows me.
可是我想，哎，我认识他，他认识我呀。
I have his blood.
我有他的宝血呀。
I am covered by his blood.
我是被他的宝血所遮盖的呀。
But oh, he is so terrifying.
但是他实在是这么样的令人害怕。
Where can I find a cave to hide in?
我在哪里可以找到一个洞，我可以躲起来
？I must hide from the wrath of the Lamb who sits upon the throne.
我必须要把这个坐在宝座上羔羊的这个愤怒，我必须要逃开。
The measure and the degree of my terror,
这个我的害怕的这个程度
as a Christian,
作为一个基督徒
could not compare to the measure of the terror that I felt as a non-Christian.
是没有办法跟我当从前是非基督的时候的恐怕，那个害怕是不可同日而语。
As a Christian, there was like a covering.
因为我现在是基督徒了，所以我好像有一个遮盖。
Somewhat of a protection from the terror that you cannot deal with.
虽然这是一个我没有办法面对的一个恐慌，但是呢，这当中是有一个保护层在那里。
As a non-Christian, the terror was so outrageous.
但是我从前是一个非基督徒的时候，那一个恐慌简直就是不可以想象。
It was like an insanity.
这是使得我整个人好像都已经就吓坏了。
It was like a fear that led to insanity.
就是说，这个害怕会使我精神失常。
Because you knew there was nothing you could do to protect yourself from the Lamb.
因为那种害怕会使你发疯，因为你知道没有东西可以保护你来抵挡这个羔羊的愤怒。
Everything you'd ever heard and everything you had ever mocked all your life.
所有你曾经这个听说过的，所有你曾经走过的路，在你一生当中
was coming to pass, and you were not ready.
在你的面前就一一重新展现，而且你根本还没有准备好。
You'd never made your peace with the Son of God.
你从来没有将你跟神的儿子之间和好做起来。
So it was a terror that led to like insanity.
所以那种非基督的时候的那个害怕会使得人发疯。
As a Christian,
但是我成为一位基督徒。
There was a terror, the terror of the Lord.
虽然说仍然是有一个害怕，这是对神的一个害怕。
Produced by the fear of God.
是我因为我对神的敬畏所引起的那个害怕。
But there was, it was like it was manageable.
但是这虽然是害怕，但这个害怕好像我还可以控制得住，还可以处理，承受得住。
Deep in your heart, you knew that although you were seeing and feeling what you were seeing and feeling, in the midst of all that was His love.
在你成为一个基督的时候，虽然正在你看到这些很可怕、很害怕的这个惊恐当中，但是在这个当中，你心里知道，在那里头有一个爱。
There have been other times in my walk.
在我与神同行的另外一些经历里
where the Lord has taken me into that same presence.
神也把我带进去同样的这样的一个同在里
where I would again become familiar with.
而且我对这种同在我蛮熟悉的
what the Bible speaks of as being the terror of the Lord.
这就是圣经所说的，就是说神的大而可畏。
Every time that I have been brought face to face with that presence.
所以我每一次被带到面对面的这个大而可畏的同在里的时候
On the other side
在另外一面
There was great growth in God Great growth
那是有一个伟又有一个大的这个成长在主里
Because I had learned in a more deep way the fear of the Lord
因为我在敬畏神的里头我就学习更深的成长
I'm telling you this for a very special reason
我跟你们讲这些话是有一个非常特别的原因的。
Today's church knows little or nothing about the terror of the Lord.
你知道今天的教会啊，几乎可以说对神的大而可畏哈，其实是非常无知或者什么都不知道的。
Do you agree?
你同意吗？
I can remember one time about, oh, I don't know, 18 years ago, 19 years ago.
我记得大概18、19年前。
I ministered in your typical charismatic church.
我在这个所谓的这个典型的这个灵恩教会里头服侍。
It was a fairly good-sized church.
那个教会的规模还不小。
Maybe three times the amount of people, four times the amount of people that are here today.
说不定800人、1000人。
And I shared with them how the terror of the Lord was going to visit the church.
我就跟他们来分享说，神的大而可畏的这个惊恐即将要来造访教会。
And I shared with them a very special experience, a very sacred experience that I had had in which I was told that reality.
而且我跟他们分享是根据我自己一个神圣的一个真实的经历，而且在这个真实的经历里头，神告诉我这件事情要发生。
Almost 20 years ago,
大概20年前,
this concept of the church coming face to face with the holiness of God,
关于这个概念，什么概念呢? 就是说，这个教会跟神呢要面对面,
being impacted with the terror of God,
而且这面对面的时候呢, 会充满了对神的敬畏跟害怕,
was such a different thought, different concept.
是一个非常不同的概念，不同的想法。
It was as though they couldn't relate to it.
这好像就是当时的教会是觉得完全没有办法想象的。
They couldn't comprehend it.
他们没有办法来理解。
So this wonderful pastor,
所以这位非常好的这位牧师,
heard my whole message.
他听完我整堂的那个信息。
He came up to the pulpit.
他就上到这个讲台上来。
I sat down.
我坐下了。
He put both of his hands on the pulpit like a good pastor would.
他就把他两手就抓住这个讲台，好像一个好的牧者应该要做的。
And he told his church.
他就告诉他的教会。
Nothing that you have just been told has any validity at all.
跟他教会说，你们刚刚所听到的全部一点都不可信。
What you have just been told is impossible. God would never do that.
说他对他的会众说，你们刚才所听到是绝不可能的，因为神永远不会这样做事。
And I don't want you to be afraid, because He will never do that in the future.
我不要你们觉得害怕，因为在将来神绝不会这样做的。
I thought, Thank you, Lord.
我就坐在那边说，主啊。 是，谢谢你。
We're putting it upon my heart to present that message to this church.
谢谢你把这样的信息放在我的心里，要向这样的一个教会来传讲。
So these poor people can go home very confused.
所以这些可怜的人们可以回家的时候觉得非常的这个困惑。
But
但是
the day is coming.
这一天要来了。
When that message
当那一个信息
will be validated by the Lord.
会被神亲自来验证。
And the people who sat in that congregation,
那一些坐在那一天那个会堂中的人,
will be waiting at the bottom of the mountain, facing that face of God,
会在山脚下, 面对山顶上的这个神的面孔。
And they'll say, Oh, that's what Nita was talking about.
然后他们说, 哎呀, 那个就是妮塔牧师所, 今天就是他讲的那个事情实现了。
We thought she was so strange then.
我们那个时候觉得她好奇怪啊。
Boy, I wish we would have listened and prepared ourselves for the last 20 years.
天哪，我真希望我当时相信他的话，然后我们花20年的时间来预备。
The truth is,
真理事实是这样。
If God is going to do a great work in the earth to glorify His name,
假如神在这个地球上、世界上要做一件伟大的事情，以便来荣耀神的名，
His church must learn the fear of God.
神的教会一定要学会要来敬畏神。
Not the kind of fear, well, I don't want to displease him.
这我们现在讲的敬畏不是讲说我不想要惹他不高兴。
So we'll live moderately better than the world.
所以我大概就是说比这个世界呢稍微活得稍微像样一点。
No, I'm talking about the terror of the Lord.
我现在在讲的是讲说对神的惊恐。
Where God comes in and the church, no one has to say, take your shoes off, get on your face.
就是当神进到你教会的时候，没有人需要告诉你说你应该俯伏在地或者把鞋子脱下。
God comes in.
神进来的时候
thousands of people may be in the congregation.
成千上万的这个会众
Next thing we know, everyone is on their face.
我立刻所有人都匍匐在地。
And the shoes are off, and no one knows how they got off.
所有的鞋子都飞掉了，没有人知道那鞋子怎么下来的。
This is a reality that is coming to the church.
我现在跟你讲的是在教会即将要发生的真实光景。
And the Lord will say to us, just as He said to my people of old.
神现在在对我们说，就好像神在对我的祖先以色列人说一样。
Don't be afraid. I've just come to teach you the fear of the Lord.
说不要害怕，我只是要来告诉你们，教导你们怎么样来敬畏神。
God must reveal this side of Himself.
神必须把他的这一面来显现给我们看。
So that we will not foolishly touch His glory when He comes.
所以我们当他来的时候，我们才不会很愚蠢愚昧的想要去触摸他的荣耀。
Today in the church.
今天在我们的在教会里。
Someone begins to be used mightily by the Lord.
有些人呢被神非常大的重用。
Next thing you know.
你接着你就发现。
They're not acting like Peter and John.
他的行为就不像彼得，不像约翰。
Who said at Gate Beautiful?
他因为彼得、约翰在美门说。
After healing the lame man.
在他把这个瘸腿的人医治好了之后。
Why do you gaze upon us as though we, by our great holiness, healed this man?
为什么你盯着眼睛看我们，好像是我们有什么圣洁来医治你？
Jesus Christ healed him.
是。耶稣基督医治了他。
So in the church today, you don't see that kind of stuff.
但是在我们今天的教会，你没有看到这样的一个表现。
God starts using someone.
神开始来用一些人。
And the next thing you know,
接着这些人
the person he's using,
神所用的
begins to think there's something pretty special.
就觉得他自己很了不起。
And then they begin to try to help the church understand how special they are.
然后他们接着就帮助这个教会们来了解说，他们有多么了不起。
And they will encourage and teach and train.Until the church fully understands what a wonderful vessel they are.
接着他们就不断地来训练、来教导、来促成、来开导，做各种各样的事情，使教会明白说他们是多么的伟大。
And in the meantime,
在这个同时呢，
they've taken all the glory that belonged only to the Lord.
他们就把那个所有属于神的荣耀，
they put it in their pocket.
放在他们口袋里头。
And they put the money in the other pocket.
在另外口袋里头就把钱放进去了。
And they walked on.
然后他们就继续向前走。
That will not happen in these days ahead.
在即将来的日子里头，这种事情不可能再发生。
Because Moses was told by the Lord.
因为神这样子告诉摩西说。
Sanctify the priests.
要洁净这些祭司们。
If my people are ever going to understand, my priests have to first understand.
如果我的子民、我的百姓要能够明白的话，我的祭司们必须要先明白。
The God that you are serving is a holy God.
你所服侍的神是一位圣洁的神。
He wants to reveal himself to you as his people.
他因为你是他的子民，所以他要把他自己显现给你们。
But it seems as though he must first reveal himself to his priests.
但是神必须先把他自己显现给他的祭司们。
When the priests come to know the true nature and character of God,
当这些祭司们能够真正来认识到神的这个本性跟神的性格，
they will present that nature and character to the church.
然后他们才能够把他的这个本性跟这个性格来介绍给教会。
They'll help the church understand that you don't give glory, undue glory to men.
以至于他能够帮助教会，他们能够帮助教会了解说，这个不是你应当的。不是你应当得的荣耀，你不能够自己私自藏起来。
They'll help the church understand that God is a holy God.
要帮助教会呢了解我们的神是一位神圣的神。
He requires that not only do we come out of Egypt.
他不但要求他们要能够从埃及出来。
But that Egypt is taken out of us.
而且必须要把埃及从我们里头拿出来。
We won't sit around eating lox and leeks.
我们不能够在这边坐着吃这个葱姜蒜。
But we will be seeking the face of God.
但是我们会在寻求那个神的日子。
In humility.
而且是要在谦卑里头。
In purity.
在纯洁里头。
In holiness.
在圣洁里头。
In adoration.
在这个爱慕里头。
Selflessly.
在完全不自私的。
Compulsively.
非常这个被推动的。
Endlessly.
没有止境的。
Walking in adoration of Him.
然后 在这个爱慕当中、爱慕他当中 来向前走。
The Bible says that the pure in heart shall see God.
这个圣经说那个清心的人能得见神。
It takes that purity to believe that there is something magnificent on the other side of that ring of fire.
必须要有那个清心，我们才可能看到在这个伟大的这个火的另外一边有一些、有一些伟大的事情。
The pure in heart
那些清心的人
can see through the fire,
可以看透看过 那只火
to the beauty of him who sits upon the throne,
穿过火你能够看到那个坐在宝座上那位的美。
The pure in heart,
那些清心的人们
hates the things of Egypt,
他们不喜欢，他们憎恨埃及的东西。
They feel very uncomfortable in the things of Egypt,
他们对于这个埃及的东西觉得他们觉得非常不习惯。
Their pleasure and their comfort is in the presence of God.
他们的这个他们的这个快乐，他们的觉得自在的地方就是在神的面前。
The pure in heart,
那个清心的人们
live in the fear of God.
是住在对神的敬畏当中。
The humility of God,
是在对神的谦卑里头。
Walk in the love of God,
他们是在神的爱里头来行走。
Exercise the kindness of God,
他们来施展神的这个恩慈。
Are known by the gentleness and the goodness of God in them,
他们人们会认识到神在他里头所显现出来的善良跟这个温柔。
The pure in heart,
那些清心的人们
would run,
会逃跑
from in any way displeasing the Lord,
会从任何使神不高兴的事情他们会远离。
Those who are not pure in heart,
那些心里头不清洁的人
will compromise his glory,
会妥协神的荣耀。
They will compromise his holiness,
会妥协神的神圣。
They'll do what their spirit is crying for them not to do,
他们里头的灵 会哭嚎，就叫他们不要做这个错事。
And they'll make excuses.
但是他们会找各式各样的借口。
They'll say, "Oh, God doesn't care about this."
他们说，哦，神其实并不在乎。
God understands my heart.
说神其实明白我的心。
God knows I love him.
他们会有借口说啊，神知道说我爱他。
And they will do what the Holy Spirit is pleading with them not to do.
然后他们会放纵的去做那个圣灵在里头请求他们说不要做的事情。
And blame it on someone else.
然后他们就归罪给其他人。
Because those who are not pure in heart,
因为这一些心不清的人
have hearts of compromise,
是有一个妥协的心。
When the heart of compromise meets this side of God,
当这个妥协的心遇到神这一个愤怒的面，
they will experience the same thing that the children of Israel experienced at the bottom of that mountain.
他们就会经历到好像当时以色列的子民在西奈山脚下所经历的一样。
They will shake, they will quake,
他们会摇动，他们会颤抖。
They will fall on their faces in fear,
他们会跌倒，而且是害怕。
And in trembling,
而且是颤抖。
Not out of holy awe,
不是因为他们对神有一个神圣的一个惊讶。
And humility like the pure in heart,
也不是是好像那个清心的人一样有谦卑。
But out of fear and terror because of the compromising heart.
而是有带着一种惊恐跟一种害怕，因为他们的心是不清的。
How many of you would like to have an intimate relationship with the Lord? Raise your hand.
你们在座举手，谁希望跟神要有一个亲密的关系？
If you desire true intimacy,
如果你真的心想要有真正的亲近，
You must allow him to purify your heart.
你必须容许他来清洁你的心。
Only in the prayer closet,
只有当你在祷告的内室的时候，
can the compromising heart be made into the pure heart.
只有在祷告内室的时候，这个妥协的心呢，神就可以把它变成一个清洁的心。
The only other alternative,
另外一个可能
is quaking at the bottom of the mountain when the presence of God comes, like we're talking about today.
那另外一个结果呢，就是说你我们今天所谈的在神的西奈山脚下，你去发抖战惊。
If you will prepare for him today,
如果你今天能够预备见他的面，
you can be like Moses,
你就能够像摩西一样，
going up to the top of the mountain, going through the fire,
走上山，走经过火，
and beholding the face of God,
然后你可以注视神的面。
You can be transformed and transfigured into his glory.
你就会被神改变，而且神会变改变你的面容，成为他的荣耀。
Into his remarkable image.
你就会被改变了面容，进入他的神的伟大的这个形象。
While the millions who have a compromising heart lay at the bottom of the mountain.
而在这个时候，百万千万的人在。这些有妥协的心在山脚下。
You can be at the top of the mountain, having sweet fellowship with the Father.
你却可以在这个山顶上与我们的天父有一个甜蜜的团契相交。
Please listen to me.
请听我说。
What I'm going to say to you, I'm going to say to you not only from the bottom of my heart.
我接下来讲的不只是从我的内心深处真诚的话。
But the bottom of the great big Father's heart of our Lord God.
而且是从我们的天父的这个大的这个的爱的心的这个深处对你们说话。
Those who do not remove compromise from their hearts.
你们在座当中那些不愿意把你头心里头妥协来移走的人
，will lay shaking and trembling at the bottom of the mountain.
会倒在山脚下。颤抖害怕。
They'll see the great shakings and the thundering and the lightning of God.
你们会看见这个地的大震动，会看到这个大的神的雷轰跟闪电。
They will see the fire of God around the mountain.
他们会看到这个神的火在神的山上。
They may even hear the song of the angels that make that fire take place.
他们甚至于可能还可以听得见那些使这些火发生的这些天使的声音。
They may even smell the fragrance of God.
这些人甚至也有可能可以闻得到神的馨香之气。
But they will never know what Moses knew.
但是他们永远不可能知道摩西所知道的。
They may see God's acts.
他们可以看到神的行动。
But they will never know the way of his heart.
但是他们却永远不会明白神的心是怎么运作的。
Moses went to the top of the mountain.
去到山顶上。
At one time, he even took his 70 elders.
有一次，他甚至于带他七十位长老上去。
And I can imagine the thrill that went through his heart.
我可以想象在他心中那个多么大的兴奋。
To think that the 70 elders of Israel.
摩西心里想，哇，以色列的七十位长老。
We're going to meet the God that he loved more than life.
哇、wow, 今天可以遇见这个摩西所爱超过他对他生命所爱的这个神。
They were going to behold his beauty.
这些七十个人可以看得见神的荣美。
He didn't know all that would transpire.
他没有把握说这些事情真正的会发生。
But I'm sure that he thought when they come back,
我相信当他们回来的时候，
they'll never take another bribe.
他们是绝对再也不会接受任何一个贿赂了。
They'll never give another wrong judgment because of the fear of man.
他们再也不敢乱做一个错误的审判，因为人对神有畏惧。
Surely they will be as changed as I have been changed by seeing his face.
这些人一定是完完全全的改变，就像我被改变，因为我曾经见过他的面。
Those who had a compromising heart.
那些有那个心里有妥协的想法的人
laid at the bottom of the mountain,
躺在山脚下
shaking, quaking, watching the acts of God,
颤抖震动着来看到神的这个行为
But Moses went to the top of the mountain.
但是摩西去到山的顶上
He took his 70 elders to the top of the mountain.
他带着他的七十位长老去到山的顶上
And listen to this.
请注意听
They ate and they drank with God.
他们在上面吃也喝。
They ate and they drank with God.
他们与神一起坐下吃喝。
They beheld his face.
他们看定睛看他的脸，神的脸。
They saw his form.
他们看到神的形象。
They saw the beauty of His holiness.
他们看到他的圣洁的美丽。
They heard the goodness of His words.
他们亲耳听到他话语的美好。
They ate and they drank with God.
与神一起吃，一起喝。
How could they have ever explained to those laying, shaking and quaking at the bottom of the mountain?
这些人如何来跟那个躺在山下颤抖发抖的人来解释这件事情呢？
The beauty of what they found at the top of the mountain.
他们在山顶上所发现的这一个荣美。
The compromising heart was afraid of God.
那些妥协的心是怕神的。
The pure in heart,
那些清洁的心
stood in awe of God.
站在神面前赞叹。
The compromising heart,
那些妥协的心
was willing to hear the word of God.
您是愿意来听见神的话语
through the vessel of God.
愿意透过神的器皿来听神的话语。
But they did not want to hear the voice of God.
但是他们却不想要听见神的声音。
The pure in heart,
那些清心的人
lived to hear the voice of God.
他们是为了要听见神的声音而活着。
Lived to see the face of God.
他们是为了要看见神的面容而活着。
Lived.To eat and to drink with God.
他们是为着要能与神一同坐席坐下吃喝而活着的。
He requires if he is going to reveal himself to you.
他要把他自己来显示给你们。
That the compromise be removed.
要将你们心里头的那个妥协要挪走。
That you become one who is pure in heart.
要使你们变成一位清心的人。
On the other side,
从另外一个角度来看,
you cannot become pure in heart,
你是没有办法变成清心的人,
except by the revelation of God.
除非神来光照来启示给你。
So the two work together.
所以这个两者是在一起的。
He gives you the revelation of God.
他把神的启示给你。
Because you have come and you have sat before his throne.
因为你已经来到你坐在他的宝座面前
The revelation of God
神的启示
Purifies your heart
神的彰显会清洁你的心
So that you can have more revelation of God
以至于你能够接受到更多神的启示
The increased revelation of God
神在你里头有不断增加的启示
Further purifies your heart
更进一步的来清洁你的心
So you can be enlarged in God
以至于你能够在神里头被扩大
We could go on and on But the end of it all is this
我们可以不断的举例说明但是它那个总结是这样的
That those who will walk in a pure heart
就是那一些在清心里头与神同行的人
Bearing the revelation of God
你能承受神的这个启示的人
Will someday walk in union with God
有一天呢就会与神合一的一起同行
So that like the Apostle Paul you will say
就好像使徒保罗一样你也会这样说
It is no longer I that liveth
是如今活着的不再是我
But Christ that liveth in me
而是耶稣基督在我里头活着
The compromising heart will never say those words
那些心里是有妥协的人永远不可能这样说的
From a true heart
从一个真实的心
the pure in heart
那些清心的人们
will live those words
会把这些话语真实地活出来
God is calling you to himself
神现在正在呼召你对他 来到他里头
He's calling Egypt out of you
神现在在呼召说叫埃及从你里头离开
that you may follow Moses up to the top of the mountain
以至于你能够跟随摩西一直到山顶上
behold his face, hear his voice
你能够亲眼注视看见他的面容而且能够听见他的声音
and to eat and drink with God
然后你能够跟神一起坐下吃喝。
He's calling you to be part of the party, the company that is the pure in heart.
他神正在呼召你要成为这一些清新的人的这一群里头的一员。
That you might dwell in union with Christ.
以至于你能够在与神合一里头，你能够与神常住在一起。
That to see you will be to see Christ.
以至于人家看到你就好像看到基督一样
He will have such total possession of your being
他会对于 你的整个人有完全的这个拥有
You will look at Moses
你看看摩西
And realize that you have been brought to the very place The very pinnacle of relationship that Moses walked in
你如果注意看摩西的话你就会发现你现在已经被带到摩西与神同行这个关系的最高点
You will look at people like John the Beloved.
你就会看看这，譬如说这个约翰，神所亲爱的。
And you will understand.
你就会明白。
That you have learned to walk where John the Beloved walked.
你就会明白，你事实上已经学会了，你跟约翰这个神所亲爱的一样的与神同行。
I will talk to you about these mysteries.
我会把这些奥秘来再跟你们多讲。
It is the greatest mystery in all of the earth.
这是这个全世间最大的奥秘。
It is the greatest mystery that has ever been given to the age of man.
这是最大的奥秘，是有史以来所给人类最大的奥秘。
There is no greater mystery that God has ever given to the world or to the church.
神给世界给教会的奥秘没有比这个更大的。
Than to the things that I'm alluding to right now.
我现在正要来给你们指明的这些事情。
Jesus has told me this face to face.
耶稣曾经面对面的把这事情告诉我。
He once sent an angel to me and told me, "Do not ever stop preaching this message."
他有一次派一个天使告诉我说，你绝对不要停止来宣讲这个信息。
For the things that God has given you,
这个神给你的事情
regarding union with Christ,
有关于与基督合一
is the greatest mystery heaven has ever given.
是天上给地上最大的奥秘。
So I will share this mystery with you, God willing.
如果神许可的话，我要把这个与基督合一的奥秘来跟你分享。
As we come together tomorrow，
当我们明天在一起的时候
，Because this is really and truly what Pentecost is all about。
所以这个是其实就是才是真正五旬节的真精神。
Pentecost opened up the life of God。
五旬节它是打开了神的生命给人们。
Not in measure but in fullness。
不是。而是要完全的做满足。
And this new Pentecost that is about to be poured out,
而且这个新的五旬节即将要倾倒出来
will take us into the greater fullness of which the church has never known.
要把我们带到一个更高的满足的一个程度，是这个教会从来不知道的。
But the church is composed of many millions of individuals.
但是这个教会呢，是有许许多多百万千万的人所组成的。
Individual believers that will walk in the life of God in its fullness.
有许许多多的个别的基督徒 会在一个非常 完全的程度里头在神里头来与神同行
So to enter into that place we must know what that place is
我们如果要进入到那个地方我们必须知道那个地方是在哪里
Am I right?
对不对
So are you in agreement?
你们同意吗
That you want to press on
你们要向前行
Toward the prize
要向这个奖赏去
of the high calling
就那个最高的呼召
at the top of that mountain
在那个山顶上
away from the bottom of the mountain
这个山底山脚底
into the life of a pure heart
要进入那个清新的生命
would you please stand
请
The church has never known the higher quality of the love of God.
教会从来就不知道神的爱有一个更高的这个水平。
For most of the church, God has got to bring down the quality of love way, way down.
对大部分的教会来讲呢，神必须要把他的那个爱的那个水平啊，一直降到很低。
To make it tangible for us to be able to relate to.
要把它变到低到一个有形的一个状况，以至于我们能够想象。
But you know the Lord is just tired of doing that.
神其实已经不耐烦，不想再做这样做了。
He wants to bring His church up to the measure.
但是相反的神要把他的教会提升,
where they can walk in the higher revelations of his love.
以至于这些教会能够在他的爱的更大的彰显里头来行走。
He wants to love you like a father loves his children.
他要爱你们好像一位父亲爱他的孩子们。
He wants to teach you the way of his own nature.
他要把他自己的本性来教导给你们。
And his kingdom.
以及他的国度。
So that you can rule and reign with him.
所以你可以与他一同作王。
In these days ahead.
在这个前面的这些日子里面,
I want to say one more thing and then we're going to close.
我要再告诉你们一件事情, 然后我们就结束。
You, the Chinese church,
你们这个中国的教会,
are a very unique treasure to the Lord.
在神的眼中是一个非常独特的宝贝。
What he has reserved for you in these days,
他为你们在这一段日子里头, 他所存留的,
our minds cannot comprehend.
是我们的心所不能够思想的,
our hearts cannot understand.
我们的心不能够明白的,
they are so great.
它是这样的伟大,
the measure is so high, so pure, so beautiful.
它这个大是这么样的一个伟大，这么样的一个纯净，这个纯洁，这么样的美丽。
What he is about to do in the Chinese church worldwide.
他在普世的华人教会里即将要做的事情。
He is going to found on the blood of the martyrs of the Chinese saints.
是要建立在中国寻道者的血的这个基础上。
Where in many places in the world,
在世界上许许多多的地方,
the Chinese church needs to be brought up, needs to be caught up, needs to be brought up to a maturity of spiritual experience in God.
这些各地的中国教会有许许多多必须要被提升到在这个属灵的经历上的成熟。
So that they can be brought up to the measure of churches like the American church, where there's been much revelation poured into the church.
他们必须要被带到一个成熟，好像有许多的美国的教会所经历到，有许多的神的这个启示跟显现。
And God's going to do that suddenly.
而且神的这些事情要突然就临到。
He's sending people to you now to help you understand and to bring your mind into greater capacity to contain what he is wanting to give you.
神现在不断地差派他的使者到你们当中，来扩张你们的这个脑袋，以至于你们能够容得下他所要显现给你们的事情。
But the work that is going to transpire,
但是要发生的事情,
to bring you into your place in the body of Christ,
要把你们这个中国教会带入普世的这个教会神的肢体当中,
where you're going to be like so many stars in the dark night,
你们就会变成好像在一个黑暗的夜里头这么多的这个明亮的星星。
Suddenly,
神会突然间就做这个事情。
It is going to be such a wonderful thing.
这是一个这么美好的事情。
It's going to be such a marvelous thing.
这是不得了的事情。
He is going to be greatly glorified through his Chinese people in the body of Christ.
在整个普世的教会里头, 透过中华人的教会, 我们可以, 使神得到极大的荣耀。
And it's a glory that he's going to give the Chinese people.
这个神即将要给中国人的荣耀。
Because of the martyrs of the Chinese people that have suffered for his namesake.
是因为中国人里头有许许多多人为主的名的缘故寻道所受的苦。
The day is coming,
这一天已经来了,
when his glory is going to sweep across this earth,
当他的荣耀要扫遍全球的时候,
that everywhere you look, you're going to see Chinese people flying on the wings of eagles.
你们不管从四面八方去看, 你们都会看到许许多中国人是在鹰的翅膀上,
taking, 腾飞的, taking the gospel,
带着神的福音,
and its purity,
和他的这个纯净,
and its glory,
和他的荣耀,
to the peoples of the earth,
带给全地的人。
There will be places that you can go to take the gospel,
那会有些地方是你要去的,
that no Caucasian will be able to walk,
是你要把那个福音带去，而是没有任何白种人、外国人所能够进入的。
But God is going to give you a favor,
但是神要给你一个特别的恩惠。
And he's going to take you into the courts of kings,
他要带你到这个王的王宫里。
Into the courts of presidents,
要带你这个总统们的这个面前。
Places like you might not ever have anticipated.
这些地方是你做梦都想不到的地方。
Places that no Caucasian will be allowed to walk.
这些地方是没有白种人被允许能够走进的地方。
These places will be reserved for the Chinese church.
这些地方是神特别保留下来给中国人教会要去做的。
Because you are going to bring such high glory and honor to God in these last days.
因为在这个末后的日子，你们要把这样一个高的这个荣耀来带给神。
If you believe that,
假如你相信我刚刚讲的话，
I want you to raise your hands to the Lord.
我要你举起你的手来。
Lift your eyes up to Him.
把你的眼睛来向他看。
Open your heart because He's going to touch you today.
打开你的心，因为他今天要来触摸你。
Just begin to worship Him.
就是这样开始，我们就开始来敬拜他。
Worship Him in spirit.
在灵里头来敬拜他。
Just begin to worship Him.
你就开始来敬拜他。
Let the song of the Lord go.
让神的这个音乐，神的歌来流通。Hallelujah.
And as the song of the Lord is lifted up to the Lord.
当我们把这个神的歌声来向神举起的时候，
His glory is going to come down.
他的荣耀就会降临下来。
Sing a new song to Him. Vimana silia pafo.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Indra pavasto nashika navehi. Holy is the Lord.Great and mighty is our King.
让我们定睛在神的身上，定睛在耶稣的身上，让我们里面的灵歌一直这样子从我们灵里面的人一直的释放出来，来敬拜他，从我们里面生发出一个敬拜他的一个心来敬拜他。沙卡拉巴西吉利亚，卡拉巴沙卡拉巴西吉利亚，沙卡拉巴巴巴沙卡拉巴巴巴。卡拉巴巴沙卡拉巴巴呀，呜呜呜，沙卡拉巴巴，卡拉巴巴巴沙卡拉巴，卡拉巴巴沙卡拉巴巴巴巴沙卡拉巴，三达拉拉巴沙。
Thank you. Ooh.